Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 6, delivered in Chaitanya Vihar, Vrindavan.
Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 What by what?
5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 6.
Evam
manaha
karma
vasam prayungte evam mana karma vasam prayungte
evam karma vasam prayungte
avidyatmani
upadhiyamane
avidyatmani
upadhiyamane
priti
yavan
mai vasudeve pritina yavan mai vasudeve
priti yavan mai vasudeve
na muchate
deha yogena
tava evam mana karma vasam prayungte
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 avidyatmani upadhiyamane Vritirna yavan mai vasudeve
Namuchate deha yogena tavat
Evam mana karma vasam prayungte
Avidyatmani upadhiyamane
Vritirna yavan mai vasudeve Namuchate deha yogena tavat
Evam mana karma vasam prayungte Avidyatmani upadhiyamane Vritirna yavan mai vasudeve Namuchate deha yogena tavat
Evam mana karma vasam prayungte
Avidyatmani upadhiyamane
Vritirna yavan mai vasudeve
Namuchate deha yogena tavat
Evam mana karma vasam prayungte
Avidyatmani upadhiyamane
Vritirna yavan mai vasudeve
namaste te yogena tava
namaste te yogena tava
evam
manah karma vansam prayukte
avidya atmani upadhyamane
tirna yavan mai vasudeve
namuchate deha yogena tavat
namuchate deha yogena tavat
evam mana karma vasam prayukte avidyayatmani upadhyamane
vitirna yavan mai vasudeve
namuchate deha yogena tavat
evam manah karma vasam prayunkete
avidyatmani upadhyamane
ritirna javan mai vasudeve namuchate deha yogena tavat
evam mana karma vasam prayukte
avidyatmani upadhiyamane
tirna javan mai vasudeve
namuchate deha yogena tavat
saying, even the lion think I am the king of the forest, but he cannot think that he has to endeavor for his food according to his eagerness. The eagerness is the only prize to become Krishna consciousness. Everybody's eagerness is up to the individual being. If you are eager, then you will go to find your food. But if you are not eager, deer won't come and say, Singha Masai, O Lord Singha, please don't sleep. Why? Understand? Why? Please open your mouth, I have come, your food. Now again you say, Singha Masai, please open your mouth. I open, Krishna, Singha won't open. I enter. Then you chew. No, I will make you chew. No. Krishna is watching. Krishna is anuvanta upadeshta. How much you are eager to become Krishna conscious or stay in this material world? Everybody, all of us has some desire. I have some liking. I like to sleep. So his future is sleeping and nothing. Anybody is eager, he'll go. If you are thirsty, you'll go for a drink. You don't wait for somebody, you'll come. All this rage. This initiation, this just like a registration, is nothing valid. Everybody make his own destiny and nothing else. Next life, your destiny is decided according to what you made. Everybody is making his destiny every moment. What you make. Every moment. You are in a mode of ignorance, you sleep and become lazy. When you enthusiastic, I don't want to come back here. You will must take birth. You must have disease. You must old age suffer. All these things, but we don't think of. That is very blunt, very mode of ignorance. These are chances to associate with God. We can give many excuses. Everybody is making his own destiny, all of us. Everybody, anumanta upadeshta. Ishvara sarva bhutana hita. Krishna is within the heart of everybody watching as Paramahatma. Now other soul has got little independence. And see what he is doing. He is doing in favor of Krishna or not for that. And how much, what intensity, accordingly is respect. That's all. It's very simple. There are saintly person who won't sleep at night. He is doing japa. Hey, Kuna, no, I have no time to see you. Why? At night I did whole night, I am thinking of Krishna. He won't sleep. And accordingly, Krishna also reciprocates. daytime people will come talk this, that. Better day sleep. It's clever. Everybody is clever. But somebody is misdirected clever. He's thinking how to enjoy things. This, that. I take and I enjoy everything. And others thinking I get out of this place. This is, Krishna said, you can never be happy in this material world. It does not matter you become Pandit Nehru or Kennedy or Eisenhower or Einstein, whatever. Of Art of Living, what is his name? Ravi Shankar. He has to die. He must suffer. He must have disease. He must old age. Prakritikyomani, material nature is working. He must get inside the womb of a mother, 10 months, stay in a very precarious condition. Warm, stool, gas, we all forgive. Krishna knows how strong is your desire to go back to work. Accordingly, he responds. But if you think, I go to the field like a farmer, I cut my corns or whatever it may be, paddy, and put it in the bull or the bullock cart or the whatever it may be, or maybe the camel, put it tight. A camel knows or bull knows where his destination. He start going and you up here, you go and sleep. And when he will go, you don't know. He'll go one day. Okay, carry on. I am telling something, maybe unpleasant truth, but ultimately one day you will know. Now you may scold me, this me. One day you will know why I said that. Go ahead.
You will read it?
Somebody read it? Baba said, we should every moment, we should think, am I doing it for Krishna's account? On my, am I on my, for my interest or Krishna's interest? Accordingly, we are all are making our destiny. It is very simple. It is very simple. We should constantly listen to Prabhupada's something, Prabhupada's lecture or chanting, or not mechanically, with love and devotion. Krishna will give intelligence. Everybody is not with the same love and devotion doing. Everybody's motivation is not same. Everybody's surrender is not same. And accordingly, Krishna is responding. He is watching everything. He has got hand, legs, ear, everywhere. One who sense it, some believe. Some can sense it. At once he become alert. I don't start according to him. Even nobody is there, he won't do sin coming. And accordingly, he is making his destiny. Why he become a dog? He must have done last life devotional service. Something done, he become a dog. Dog's body. But he is a dog. Okay, somebody read. You are not developing some test for Krishna, Priti, love, which is a stage of this. Your bodily concept won't go. Everything is very practical. Very nice, love. Achacha. Then, next. You want to read? Read it nicely.
They don't put this verse in here.
Huh?
They don't put this verse here.
Put what?
This verse, it's not in the
verse. Yeah. No. But Prabhupada told, I didn't know Pritirinadeva, I'm sure. I heard Prabhupada so many times saying Pritirinadeva, the third line. I didn't know Pritirinadeva. Why you are not getting rid of bodily concept? Because you have not developed. Now every day you are listening, if you have got little eagerness, that much you have developed. This portion. Okay. Same time. Pass it to somebody else. Very well.
By acting on the platform of fruitive activity, one wanders throughout the universe in different species and forms. Unless he comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord, a guru, he does not become attached to the service of Lord Vasudev. Unless he comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord, a guru, he does not become attached to the service of Lord Vasudev. Knowledge of Vasudev requires many birds to understand. as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.19. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. After struggling for existence for many births, one may take shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudev, Krishna. When this happens, one actually becomes wise and surrenders unto him. That is the only way to stop the repetition of birth and death. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami at Dasaswamedha Ghat. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The living entity wanders throughout different planets in different forms and bodies. But if, by chance, he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, by the grace of the spiritual master, he receives Lord Krishna's shelter and his devotional life begins.
Any question? Comment?
We came in contact.
In the translation, only indicating to the male.
Because registration.
Passport.
Passport.
Not passport.
No, passport not.
Gupchup. There was a 98% people or maybe more active on fruitive level, working hard to enjoy the fruit. Unless he comes in contact with the devotee of the Guru, he does not become attached to the service of the Lord Vasudeva. Knowledge of Vasudeva requires many bars to understand. But the verse starts with, who can tell? He surrenders. After many, many lives. Everybody.
Bahunam Janmanamante Yanam Prapatyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Mahatma Sudurlabha.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter which and which sloka?
719.
Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma. So, there are so many Mahatma in this world. After struggling for existence, for many births, one may take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. When this happens, one actually becomes wise and silent. That is the only way to stop the repetition of birth and death. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Brahmanda Bhavite Kuna Bhagyavadhi Guru Krishna. One must require the mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru. The mercy of Guru. Living entity wonders throughout different planets. So, Jana Pashyati, Eta, Neham, Sarthe, Pramatta, Sahasa, Vipaschi, Gata, Smitir, Bindati, Tatra, Tapar, Asadda, Maitunam, Agaram. Number 7.
Yada na pashyati ayatha guneham swarthe pramatta sahasa vipashyit gata sritir vindati tatta apan asadya maithunyam agaram akyaha.
Even though one may be very learned and wise, please repeat after me.
Even though one may be very learned and wise,
he is mad.
if he does not understand that the endeavor for sense gratification is a useless waste of time. Being forgetful of his own interest, he tries to be happy in the material world, centering his interest around his home, which is based on sexual intercourse, and which brings him all kinds of material miseries. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal. Purport.
Saiva go khara. Go means cow. Khara means ass. This body.
In the lowest stage of devotional life, one is not an unalloyed devotee. Anyavilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. To be an unalloyed devotee, one must be freed from all material desires and untouched by fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. On the lower platform, one may sometimes be interested in philosophical speculation with a tinge of devotion. However, at that stage, one is still interested in sense gratification and is contaminated by the modes of material nature. The influence of Maya is so strong that even a person advanced in knowledge actually forgets that he is Krishna's eternal servant. Therefore, he remains satisfied in his householder life, which is centered around sexual intercourse. Conceding to a life of sex, he agrees to suffer all kinds of material miseries. Due to ignorance, one is thus bound by the chain of material laws.
Next. Any question, any comment? This is what Prabhupada says, enough. I don't want to say. Next.
Translation. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine.
Sanskrit also is very nice. Yeah. Sanskrit, please.
Yeah, yeah. I don't read the Sanskrit.
Pungsa Striya Mituni Bhavametam.
Pungsa Striya Mituni Bhavametam.
Tayor Mito Hridaya Granthi Mahu.
Tayor Mito Hridaya Granthi Mahu.
Ato griha chetra sutapta vittair.
Ato griha chetra sutapta vittair.
Janasya moho yamaham mameti.
Janasya moho yamaham mameti.
Like to say somebody? You say, because you say very nice.
Pungsa striya mituni bhavametam.
Pungsa striya mituni bhavametam.
Tayor mito hridaya granthi aho.
Tayor mito hridaya granthi aho.
Ato gya kshetra sutatta vittair.
Ato gya kshetra sutatta vittair.
Janasya moyam ammameti.
Janasya moyam ammameti.
Local.
Pungsa striya mituni bhavam etam.
Pungsa striya mituni bhavam etam.
Tayor mito hridaya granthi mahu.
Tayor mito hridaya granthi mahu.
Ato griha kshetra sutapta vittair.
Ato griha kshetra sutapta vittair.
Janasya moham aham mameti.
Janasya moham aham mameti.
Ashwin Pandit.
Umsastriya Mithuni Bhavametam.
Umsastriya Mithuni Bhavametam.
Tayor Mitho Hridaya Granthi Mahu.
Tayor Mitho Hridaya Granthi Mahu.
Ato Griha Shetra Sutapta Vitte.
Ato Griha Shetra Sutapta Vitte.
Jan Asya Moho Yam Aham Mameti.
Jan Asya Moho Yam Aham Mameti.
Janardhan, Pandit ji, Janardhan got down from the airport, airport official said, you look like a Mathura Panda.
Usham Sriyam Mithuni Vaham Etam.
Usham Sriyam Mithuni Vaham Etam.
Tayor Mito Hridaya Granthim Aho.
Tayor Mito Hridaya Granthim Aho.
Ato Griha Chetra Sutapta Vitrer.
Ato Griha Chetra Sutapta Vitrer.
Janayasa Janayasa Maho Ayam Aham Ameti.
Janayasa Maho Ayam Aham Ameti.
Who will volunteer?
Pumshastriya Mithuni Bhavametam.
Tayor Mitho Hridaya Granthim Aho.
Tayor Mitho Hridaya Granthim Aho.
Ato Griha Kshetra Sutapta Vitte.
Ato Griha Kshetra Sutapta Vitte. Janashamohayamahamameti.
Pumshastriyamithunibhavametam. Tayor mitoridayam granthim aho.
Tayor mitoridayam granthim aho.
Ato griha kshetra sutapta vitte.
Ato griha kshetra sutapta vitte.
Janashamohayam yam aham mameti.
Janashamohayam aham mameti.
Pumshastriyamithuni Bhavametam.
Pumshastriyamithuni Bhavametam.
Tayor Mitho Hridaya Granthim Aho.
Tayor Mitho Hridaya Granthim Aho.
Ato Griha Kshetra Sutapta Vitrai.
Ato Griha Kshetra Sutapta Vitrai.
Janasya Moho Aham Aham Yam Aham Mameti.
Janasya Moho Yam Aham Mameti.
I and mine.
Sex serves as the natural attraction between men and women, and when they are married, their relationship becomes more involved. Due to the entangling relationship between men and women, there is a sense of illusion whereby one thinks, this man is my husband or this woman is my wife. This is called Hridaya Granthi, the heart knot in the heart. This knot is very difficult to undo. Even though a man and woman separate either for the principles of varnashrama or simply to get divorce, in any case, the man always thinks of the woman and the woman always thinks of the man. Thus, a person becomes materially attached to family, property and children, although all of these are temporary. The possessor unfortunately identifies with his property and wealth. Sometimes, even after renunciation, one becomes attached to a temple or to a few things that constitute the property of a sannyasi. But such attachment is not as strong as family attachment. The attachment to the family is the strongest illusion. In the Satya Sanghita, it is stated, Brahma Deya Yajnavalkadya Muchante Stri Sahayinaha bodhente kecha naite shang vishesham cha vido vidhu. Sometimes it is found among exalted personalities like Lord Brahma that the wife and children are not a cause of bondage. On the contrary, the wife actually helps further spiritual life and liberation. Nonetheless, most people are bound by the knots of the marital relationship and consequently they forget their relationship with Krishna.
So, any question or comment? 10 to 9.
Next one is also good.
Next, yes. These are all very good words. Prabhupada again did this. Quote.
Yada mano hridaya granthirasya karma anubaddho drita aslatheta tada janah samparivartate smat mukta parangyati atihaya hetum. Translation. When the strong knot in the heart of a person implicated in material life due to the results of past action is slackened.
One turns away
from his attachment to home,
wife and children.
In this way, one gives up the basic principle of illusion,
I and mine, and becomes liberated.
Thus one goes to the transcendental world. Purport. When, by associating with sadhus and engaging in devotional service, one is gradually freed from the material conception due to knowledge, practice and detachment. The knot of attachment in the heart is slackened. Thus, one can get freed from conditional life and become eligible to return home, back to Godhead. I'm repeating again. When by associating with sadhus and engaging in devotional service, one is gradually freed from the material conception due to knowledge, practice and detachment, the knot of attachment in the heart is slackened. Thus, one can get freed from conditional life and becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead.
This is the translation.
This is the translation.
So the purport, how much?
Purport and both.
Purport red.
Small purport.
Yes. Very small. Next one. All are very good. Read the translation. Yes. Very big. Listen, everyone. You don't have to repeat, I think, huh? Very big part, very big translation.
Oh, my sons, you should accept a
How
highly...
How many sons this of you had? Who knows?
Raise hand.
100. Who is the eldest?
Bharat Maharaj.
Bharat Maharaj.
Oh, my sons, you should accept a highly elevated Paramhansa, a spiritually advanced spiritual master. In this way, you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should detest sense gratification and tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain, which are like the seasonal changes of summer and winter. Try to realize the miserable condition of living entities who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. Philosophically inquire about the truth, then undergo all kinds of austerities and penances for the sake of devotional service. Give up the endeavor for sense enjoyment and engage in the service of the Lord. Listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always associate with devotees. Chant about and glorify the Supreme Lord and look upon everyone equally on the spiritual platform. Give up enmity and subdue anger and lamentation. Abandon identifying the self with the body and the home and practice reading the revealed scriptures. Live in a secluded place and practice the process by which you can completely control your life, air, mind and senses. have full faith in the revealed scriptures, the Vedic literatures, and always observe celibacy. Perform your prescribed duties and avoid unnecessary talks. Always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acquire knowledge from the right source. Thus, practicing Bhakti Yoga, you will patiently and enthusiastically be elevated in knowledge and will be able to give up the false ego. Purport. In these four verses, Rishabhdev tells his sons how they can be freed from the false identification arising from false ego and material conditioned life. One gradually becomes liberated by practicing as mentioned above. All these prescribed methods enable one to give up the material body, lingam vipohit, and be situated in his original spiritual body. First of all, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master. This is advocated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Guru Padashrayaha. To be freed from the entanglement of the material world, one has to approach a spiritual master. Tat vijnanartham sagurum evabhigachet. By questioning the spiritual master and by serving him, one can advance in spiritual life. When one engages in devotional service, naturally the attraction for personal comfort, for eating, sleeping and dressing is reduced. By associating with the devotee, a spiritual standard is maintained. The word Maddeva Sangat is very important. There are many so-called religions devoted to the worship of various demigods, but here good association means association with one who simply accepts Krishna as his worshipable deity. Another important item is Dvandva Titiksha. As long as one is situated in the material world, there must be pleasure and pain arising from the material body. As Krishna advises in Bhagavad Gita, Tang Titikshastra Bharata, one has to learn how to tolerate the temporary pains and pleasures of this material world. One must also be detached from his family and practice celibacy. Sex with one's wife according to the scriptural injunction is also accepted as brahmacharya celibacy, but illicit sex is opposed to religious principles and it hampers advancement in spiritual consciousness. Another important word is vijnana virajita. Everything should be done very scientifically and consciously. One should be a realized soul. In this way, one can give up the entanglement of material bondage. As Sri Madhvacharya points out, the sum and substance of these four shlokas is that one should refrain from acting out of a desire for sense gratification and should instead always engage in the Lord's loving service. In other words, Bhakti Yoga is the acknowledged path of liberation. Srila Madhvacharya quotes from the Adhyatma, Atmano vihitam karma varjayit vanya karmanaha kamashcha parityago nirheti ahur uttamaha. One should perform activities only for the benefit of the soul. Any other activity should be given up. When a person is situated in this way, he is said to be desireless. Actually, a living entity cannot be totally desireless, but when he desires the benefit of the soul and nothing else, he is said to be desireless. Spiritual knowledge is jnana vijnana samanvitam. When one is fully equipped with jnana and vijnana, he is perfect. Jnana means that one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, to be the Supreme Being. Vijnana refers to the activities that liberate one from the ignorance of material existence. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnanam param guhyam me yat vijnana samanvitam. Knowledge of the Supreme Lord is very confidential, and the Supreme knowledge by which one understands Him further and the Supreme knowledge by which one understands Him furthers the liberation of all living entities. This knowledge is Vigyan. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvataha Tektva Dehang Punar Janma Naiti Mam Eti So Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjun.
So, Papa, finish.
Yes.
9 o'clock.
Hello, Punch, Punch, Chondo.
Teachings of Bishop.
No, no, Punch, Punch, Tero.
Over and over and over.
In the next translation, Bishop Dev is saying that you should work for advancement, but you should not become attached to the process of liberation itself.
Follow?
As I have advised you, my dear sons, you should act accordingly. Be very careful. By this means, you will be freed from the ignorance of the desire for fruitive activity, and the knot of bondage in the heart will be completely severed. For further advancement, you should also give up the means. That is, you should not become attached to the process of liberation itself. Purport. The process of liberation is Brahma Jigyasa, the search for the Absolute Truth. Generally, Brahma Jigyasa is called Neti Neti, the process by which one analyzes existence to search out the Absolute Truth. This method continues as long as one is not situated in his spiritual life. Spiritual life is Brahma Bhuta, the self-realized state. In the words of Bhagavad Gita, 1854, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma,
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma,
Na Sochati Na Kangshati,
Na Sochati Na Kangshati,
Sama Sarve Subhutesu,
Sama Sarve Subhutesu,
Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param,
Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param.
Now Prabhupada said, he'll ask somebody, you are joyful, you are prasanna, if you are, then you have become Krishna. You are not, something wrong in your devotional self. You can ask ourselves, this way we can know whether you are becoming Krishna conscious or not. Jagannath, you are becoming happy?
Not.
Didn't smile.
Yes.
Said yes. But other things. He is not smiling. Now he is smiling. Asim, you are joyful? No, but he is smiling. Prabhupada said like that. Time to time, Prabhupada used to say, right? You know, joyful, what's wrong? Too much service? You do your best, that's all. Be joyful. Krishna doesn't want his devotee become unhappy. He's calling, halwa, kochudi, samosa, gapchup, maybe there are some places. So we are always happy. So any question, any comment? এরা কি বলছে কালকে এরা বলছে যে সূর্য সূর্যকুণ্ড কি মনে হয় কালকে না না তো কানপুর ক্যান্সেল করে যায় এক পান্ডা অসুস্থ অসুস্থ আর এক পান্ডা দূসরা মন্দির হ্যাঁ ভালো আছে আমি চাই না এখনই সবই একটুখানি কালকে আমি দেখেছি এখন তাড়াতাড়ি ভালো ইম্পর্টেন্ট মিটিং রিজলিউশন ডিসলিউশন
রিভলিউশন
Your devotee says. Instead of too many meetings, you could have a meeting for chanting and harikatha. Kalki na poshu, era bolche kalki.
Kalki
ma. Do shori kharap, to shori akni
atta. Kalki ma re?
Pas în bar, e după aia, de spate cam în
back.
Unless we stay in Rada.
Hai că greșul de aia. Greșul de aia no good.
And then we can sleep there one night or
in Radhakund. Mangale Usha?
Then it's very near.
Sleep in Radhakund.
There's
water. Bank.
How can you sleep in Radhakund?
There is many places. My house is Gopal Mandir.
Radhakund mein ye hota? Radhesham.
Nahi ho jayega.
No?
Surya Kund ho jayega.
Radhakund no Radhesham.
Meri stri
shahar wala ka chahiye.
We can sing.
But how come we have camp?
No, no. Yeah, see.